B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you recording to?
Our Adobe, like I normally do.
But why is there... Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, I'm...
I thought that was what we were recording earlier and you were adding... Okay, never mind. Sorry.
No, I know. Technically, it doesn't look right, but it is.
Okay.
Technically right. So... Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the reason why you drove yourself to the hospital or the time you drove yourself to the hospital?
Sure, we can start there.
Because we got a lot of calls from people who had gross reasons, including a woman who got her hand caught in a blender, a guy who stabbed himself and showed up to the hospital with the knife in his chest.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about this because last night my son Dean bumped his head on the car somehow, and I didn't see it. Nobody was out there, but he came in kind of sobbing. And he's like, Dad, I hit my head pretty bad. And I'm like, how bad? And I see his shirt is all covered in blood. I was like, oh, God, okay. So we looked at it, and then we realized that maybe I just need to run him up to the emergency room.
Just be on the safe side.
Right, so we did that. And then when I'm driving there, I'm like, okay, well, you know, this is good. It's not an emergency. I don't have to speed too much. But I'm like, I guarantee you that people probably rush and drive themselves or drive someone else to the hospital, right? So I get in there and I ask the woman, because I'm a curious cat, I said, how many people show up here that drive themselves as opposed to people in the ambulance? And she said, way more people drive themselves. But I said, so anybody drive themselves up here? And you're like, oh, my God. Like,
how did you get here?
Yeah. She goes, yeah, that's happened sometimes, too. So that's the stories that we wanted to take this morning. And we got a lot of text messages, Loren, that didn't make the air. So I wanted to hit them on the rap party. Someone said, my dad made me drive when I was like 13 years old because he couldn't drive himself and didn't want to pay for the ambulance after he injured himself cutting down a tree.
Yeah, ambulance and ER ride, I mean, ER visits are expensive.
They are, and they also bring a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want the neighbors to be all nosy.
All up in your shit.
Right. Someone said, 5 years ago, I was serving with a coworker of mine. And had an Uber to the ER because he couldn't afford the ambulance and didn't have insurance.
Sucks.
Christina said I had gallbladder pain and had to have my gallbladder removed. So I drove myself to the hospital to have surgery the next day. I did not want the ambulance to come get me. These people are so anti-ambulance. A lot of people drove themselves to the hospital in labor.
That amazes me because, I mean... Now, granted, I had really easy labors, and I know women hate to hear that, but I also was induced, and, like, I didn't feel anything until they broke my water.
Yeah.
So, like, had my water broken, I probably couldn't have driven myself to the hospital, but some of these women, like, their water broke, and they were still okay driving themselves to the hospital.
Someone accidentally blended their finger, and my husband was in Canada, so I had to drive myself. My father-in-law had a heart attack and drove himself to the ER and did not tell his wife or kids until he got back home. That's so old school.
That's so my dad. That is some shit my dad would have done.
Where have you been? I had chest pain, so I went to the hospital, but I'm all good now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to panic the family.
Yep.
Someone said I had to drive myself to the hospital and met my husband there because my water broke and I was going into labor. He was fishing. Let's see. Kidney stones. Here's somebody said, I drove myself to the hospital. Oh no. After I accidentally cut my finger while cutting up produce.
Ooh.
Oof.
I told you,
it was
my
a
dad
bloody
like
mess.
Cut his thumb, like damn near clean off, was like, nope, I'll just hold on to it.
Here's a couple calls that are exclusive to the rap party about driving yourself to the hospital. All right, Beth in Concord, why'd you drive yourself? What happened?
I was in labor.
Oh, how far along in labor?
Well, it was 6 weeks early, and it was the middle of the night. I had a husband and a two-year-old at home, and I was just trying really hard to convince myself that I was peeing the bed.
Oh, yeah, your water broke. And then did the contraction start and what, far off?
I finally wake my husband up, and I'm like, hey, I got to go to the hospital real quick just to make sure. I'll be right back. I called him 2 hours later. I was like, I haven't even packed a bag and we're having a baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, where was your husband? You just didn't want him to go? You didn't think it was that big of a deal?
Well, I didn't want to have to wake up the two-year-old.
Oh, right.
And have family in town. So I was like, oh, no big deal. He'll because
it was so early.
Yeah, I got gotcha. I got gotcha.
You.
Know,
it was a big deal.
All right, thanks, Beth. You're such a trooper. All these
Seriously.
People are such troopers. Marianne and Charlotte, you were in labor with twins.
Yes, I was. My husband doesn't do real well with emergency situations, and I work in healthcare, so I was totally fine. I said, "Do I need to drive?" And he just shook his head. He couldn't even get yes out of his mouth.
So he was with you.
Oh, yes. Yep. He was in the passenger seat, and I, like, contractions, my water had broken, and I drove from Indian Land to the Pineville Hospital to have my twins.
Oh, my gosh. So we just spoke to a woman who drove herself to the hospital because she didn't want to wake up her son, so her husband stayed home, but your husband was with you. Wow.
Listen to this text message. I drove myself to the hospital minutes away from having a son. Got to the hospital at 1:38, had him at 1:44.
Oh, my gosh.
No time to spare.
In the lobby, probably.
Wow. Oh, Marianne.
Yeah, luckily, I was there for a couple hours, but still.
Yeah.
Women are warriors, man.
I know. Like, call the ambulance.
I mean, no offense to you guys, but you guys couldn't do what they did.
No, of course not. I have a poop pain and I freak out.
I wasn't in a ton of pain, honestly. So, I was more than happy to just drive myself. I've had to ride in an ambulance, and that was not fun, and the bill was even worse.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's true. And
I
also, somebody texted and said the attention the ambulance brings when they show up at your house
For sure.
is also nosy neighbor time, and everybody
yep.
knows. So, and then everybody gets concerned. Like, my, you know how tight my neighborhood is. If an ambulance showed up in the sack, everybody would be awake and out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right. Well, thanks, Marianne. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
So before we get out of here, there is one more thing I want to touch base on the rap party, which is the Adam Levine news that broke
Ooh-hoo.
Overnight.
This had me fired up.
And so there really isn't an update to the story other than the fact that this person, Sumner Stroh, says that she had an affair with a man who was married to a Victoria's Secret model when she was young, naive, and exploited. And
she did make another video.
And she called him out by name?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first time she did.
And text messages between the two. No, she did in the first video. But she made another video because she, I guess people were giving her hell because she made herself sound like the victim. Because she was like, I was young, I was naive, I feel exploited. And people were like, the hell with you? What about his wife? Like, she's the one with two kids and one on the way. And you're making yourself sound like the victim here. And it takes two to tango. So she went back on and made a second video saying, number one, the only reason that she put the video out there in the first place is because the paparazzi were about to break the story and she wanted to be the one to put her truth out there. And number two, she said it was when she had first moved to LA and he told her that they were breaking up and that they were separated. And she just thought that they were like, continuing on in the media to hide the bad press that would come with it.
Gotcha. When contacted by Page Six, Sumner Stroh, her name is, claimed the alleged affair happened, quote, last year and was physical, but said she wasn't saying anything further. The Post reached out to reps for Levine and Bahati, but they have yet to respond to the claims.
I mean, this is an easy situation for Bahati to solve because, like, if Adam had, I mean, you know, as couples, like, you talk about baby names almost right away. So if he had ever turned around and said to Bahati, hey, I really like the name Sumner. I think we should name the baby Sumner.
And here's the screenshot, by the way. I'm looking at
right.
it. Okay, serious question. I'm having another baby. And if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. And if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. You okay with that? Dead serious.
Yeah. So obviously, if he had ever mentioned that name to Bahati, she's going to be like, of course this is friggin' true. Like, that's an easy case to crack. And he basically told on himself.
Well, then he doesn't care.
You think he doesn't care?
I mean, he would have given her shut up money already, and she didn't. If she did that, then she broke her.
I don't know.
Promise.
I don't know if because that happened in June, so he probably thought it was well over. But the problem is that she had sent the screenshots to a friend that she thought was an ally, and that person turned around and tried to sell it to the paparazzi. So Adam may have been none the wiser of this whole thing as it was happening. Because, I mean, what's today? September 20th, yep. And this happened June 1st or 5th or whatever.
She says she feels disgusted and remorseful with herself. And no one looks good in this story.
Yeah, I mean, no.
I've been sick about this, she said to a user. Manipulative, that's a groovy way of back dodging your percentage of blame, somebody said. Anyway, we'll keep you updated on the Adam Levine. And by the way, she was underage too, supposedly. She
well,
was like 17.
So that was a report yesterday, but I think it's been debunked because she's, I think, 21 now. And if she's saying this happened a year ago, then she wouldn't have been underage.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a wrap, party, everybody. We'll keep you updated on that story. Bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.